been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to today's Friday, end of the quarter, September 29th edition of the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. And I'm here with Barry Kite, our chartered financial analyst. Give me a P. Give me a C. Give me an E. What does that spell? Nothing.
It spells nothing.
PCE is what it's all about today. It has set the market on fire. That is the inflation gauge that the Fed likes to watch. I'm glad they like to watch it because it came in very low today.
Lowest since 2000. It's great.
Yes.
I mean, 2020, I should say, not 2000.
So fear of the Fed fades a bit today. The Dow's up 105 to 33.772. The S&P's up 29 to 43.28. The NASDAQ up 153, up 1.2% to 13,354. Small caps up 60 basis points. Crude oil finally down. It's down a whopping 26 cents to 91.45. Gold is up $10 to 1888. Silver's up 8 cents. And finally, the 10-year is actually down today, 7 basis points to 4.53%. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we've been looking forward to, or we've been looking ahead to, knowing that it would be a big report. The inflation gauge that the Fed watches mostly is the PCE, and that came out today, and it came out cooler than expected. So we'll get to that, the reaction, in a bit. We had a fairly decent day in the market yesterday. Okay, let's begin there. We have quite a bit of stabilization going on here after reaching really oversold conditions on Wednesday. In both the bond market and the stock market, especially in the NASDAQ. The Dow was up 116 yesterday. The NASDAQ was up 108 yesterday. And, of course, it's tacking on a big gain today. Now, the question is, can it hold its gain throughout the day? I don't see why not. It seems to me that it will because of the very soft PCE numbers that came out. So we had a good day yesterday. AMD, for whatever reasons, I never did find...
The reason why it went up.
No, I'm going to link it to Micron, okay, with them saying that we're finally seeing a bottom.
In the PC kinda, space.
Yeah, the PC chips, the PC-related chip market. So we'll give it that. Powell spoke last night. I didn't wait up to watch it. But he must not have said anything too hostile towards the market because the futures were up before the PCE numbers came out, and then that just threw a little bit of lighter fluid on the fire, and the market really took off once those PCE numbers come out. Today is the end of the quarter. Let's begin with that, September 30th. Today's the 29th, but it's the last day of trading for the third quarter of 2023, and folks will be getting their statements in about several days here with how they did. I would say, you know, the month of September was a little rocky, to say the least. But it sure is good to be ending on a good note here today. That's going to ease the blow a little bit. I still see a strong finish to the market for the year, and I base that on earnings expectations. Now, the other big thing that's going to happen is midnight on Sunday. Midnight on Sunday. What's that all about? We turn our clocks ahead? Is it daylight savings time or whatever? Just the opposite? Do we spring forward or fall back? No, we shut down. And it looks like it's inevitable. The path toward avoiding a federal government shutdown is getting slimmer with the pending deadline on Sunday at midnight. Millions of federal employees, They get the day off. And military service members, let's hope we're not attacked on Monday. They can't respond because they're off for the day.
Yeah, can we at least pay them? Yeah.
Yes. They will be furloughed in the event that additional funding cannot be approved. The SEC will operate with minimal market oversight. That means I can say whatever I want on Monday's show.
Yeah, minimal oversight. That sounds great.
Yes, And economic data releases will be delayed at a sensitive time for the U.S. economy. Americans who also rely on federal assistance could face service disruption. There will be delays on small business loans and clinical trials for medical treatments. Exporters won't be able to get licenses, while a prolonged shutdown could impact air travel or other industries that rely heavily on federal workers. Well, McCarthy is weighing in, and he says, I would bet on me. I'll get it done by Sunday. But, you know, here's the big thing, and I'm glad that he's fighting for this. He dismissed the Senate's bipartisan short-term spending bill that would have provided more time to come up with the long-term funding for the federal government, saying he couldn't support a measure that doesn't improve border security. I'm glad somebody. You know, I was talking to someone yesterday, and he was talking about the news and how he used to watch the news in the evenings, and now he can't watch it anymore because you just get so mad, really. I do, too. I'm the same way, and I watch other things in the evenings these days. But that border thing, I think it makes me madder than anything to just snub the American people and just look the other way. And, you know, I've had nothing against immigrants. It's a nation. My ancestors came from Scotland, from England, from Norway. But they came through the fence and the gates in the proper way. And to just look the other way is just a slap in the face, to me, of the American people. And so anyways, I'm glad that at least somebody is stepping up to the plate and saying that he could not support a measure that doesn't improve border security. So I suppose that the federal government will remain shut down until there's some kind of agreement there on that border security. We have near us, Barry, I don't know if you realize this, but out at the by the naval base, the old Navy base, we have a Border Patrol training station. So we always get a couple guys in our church. We have two of them right now that train people out there. And I ask them, what do you train them to do? Are you the welcome wagon? Show up with, you know, welcome. Well, he says it's a lot different than it used to be. He just kind of rolled his eyes. I don't know. You don't live in there in San Diego and seeing what's happened to San Diego and other border towns, and it's just crushing. You have to do it in a manageable type of way. But anyways, that's complaint.
Yeah, it's not good, and it's not good for the immigrants either. I mean, it makes kind of encourages the fact to go on this long trek from Venezuela. A lot of them are coming from Central America nowadays, and it's a dangerous trek, number one. And then, I mean, I'm showing like holding up razor wire so kids can crawl underneath. I mean, it's like I don't think it's really good for anyone. Honestly.
But you know, they just slap us in the face and look the other way. Okay, the economic calendar. This could be the last one for a while. We got the international trade in goods. That came in a little bit better than expected. We got retail inventories, wholesale inventories. Chicago PMI, I haven't seen it, but we got it. Consumer sentiment must have just came out. I haven't seen that.
Came in a little bit better, yeah. Consumer sentiment fell, I always like that, fell less than expected.
Okay. Fed's Williams speech, he's speaking at 12:45. The Baker Hughes rig count, and then farm prices at 3 p.m. I can't wait for that. How much are, live chickens these days? Fed's favorite inflation gauge falls below 4%. I mean, that's quite an accomplishment for the first time.
Yes, and first time in 2 years, so first time since 2020.
It comes in at 3.9%, which makes me think that next year inflation will be a hiss and a byword and something in the past. It just seems like, you know, that's the course it's on to become a non-factor, not only here, but in Europe and other parts of the world. It's been a long battle. I think a lot of it was caused by COVID and all the money sloshing around. And then all of a sudden us coming out of COVID and people having a big appetite to do the things that they couldn't do during COVID. And I think that is running its course. And I honestly think that that inflation will be pretty much a non-item. And I guess you got to credit the Fed. Kudos to the Fed for getting it under control. Now let's hope the economy still got something left in it. Okay, we'll be right back to talk about a whole bunch of things here on the plate today. It's the Best Stocks Now show. Welcome back here to the second half or quarter of today's Best Stocks Now show. Well, the weakness is in the oil stocks, the energy stocks today. Earlier in the week, you wished you would have owned all energy stocks. Today, you're glad you don't own all energy stocks. It's the tech stocks that are the strongest area of the market here today by far. Okay, let's see what else we have going on here. Euro area inflation drops to 4.3. We're getting almost under 4 there in Europe. The bond market's got a rally going on. I think if I were short the bond market right now, it might be a good time to cover. And it would also be a good time to pick up some bonds. We zeroed in on a couple yesterday, and you're looking into those today, and it looks like one of them may be very viable in that regard, because if you get it here, and then interest rates go down 25, 30 basis points over the next few months, you're going to make some money on the upside, too, on the, right, on the principal. U.S. Treasury returns are set for the worst month this year. Well, a guy that called it right. And, you know, he's not a guy that I've seen him call too many things right over the years, Bill Ackman. He loves the press. He loves being on the media. He loves, you know, bloviating about the stock market. But I don't know. You know, he hasn't had very good results over the years. But he predicted this sell-off in the bond market, so God bless him. He had a short position. Let's not forget that last year, the inverse bond funds, there's several of them. One of them is inverse one time. One of them is inverse two times. And TMV is inverse three times. TMV has been on fire recently. Now, Ackman is still, as far as I know, he is still very bearish. He thinks that interest rates are going higher. You had Jamie Dimon earlier this week predicting 7%. Not really. He said that was the worst-case scenario if we got into a stagflation situation. Ackman is calling for bursting through the 5% barrier, above 5%. I don't see that, but then again, I didn't see 4.5% either, so we'll see where this all lands, but right now we've got a pretty good bond market rally going on today. Interest rates down 7 basis points. That's helping the multiple on the high PE stocks. And, of course, the PCE number is what's taking that taking interest rates down today. Okay, Johnny Ive is the guy who designed, and he was behind the design of the iPhone, which was so important. You know, it's one thing to have the technology. It's another thing to the whole design of it all. And, of course, he's a well-known, famous guy, British designer. He's Sir Johnny Ive, in fact. He's looking to make the iPhone of artificial intelligence. Well, you know, if people don't stare into their iPhones enough, imagine being engaged with artificial intelligence all day, which really is questionable. Okay, I don't know where it's going to end up, but I see a lot of problems. I see
how about creating your own intelligence, you know,
well,
the old-fashioned way. But
yes, you know, that's one way. And, you know, we believe, I mean, if you're a Christian, you believe that God, all intelligence comes from God, not from Sam Altman at ChatGPT. So I don't know. You know, I've got really not good feelings about this whole artificial intelligence. Now, let me give you for an instance, just on a simple scale. Almost done. The newsletter today is going to have several. It's almost going to be all. I put pictures from the newsletter, from the app in the newsletter every week, like the sectors, the leading sectors, the leading asset classes, the top 300 stocks, the top A-plus momentum stocks. So you're going to see those pictures now, which we're almost done. With the app, it's down to the fine tuning. So I would think by next week we'll be submitting it to Apple, and of course online, the web, they're all going to look the same, and the Android. Okay, so right now the S&P 500 has a sell. That's what the artificial, that's the macro and the algorithm that I have developed. That's inside the internal bit. Says on the S&P 500, sell. The Dow is a weak hold, and I think the NASDAQ is a sell. But that's artificial intelligence. Human intelligence has to look at that and determine, well, the app tells me to sell. Well, okay. The app is taking a look at numbers and whatnot, but As a human, I'm looking at the technical patterns. I'm reading the news. I'm using my 24 years of experience in the business. I'm using $250 in expected earnings in 2024.
Yeah, it's a screening tool.
Yes, yeah. I'm weighing all of these factors. The app can only do so much. I don't believe that the S&P, in other words, I'm overriding with my human intelligence what the artificial intelligence is telling me. I've had to do that many times when I've had a map and I'm following the directions and it tells me to, I said, that's not right. I know better than that. That'll take me into the harbor, into the bay, off a cliff, you know? So anyways, artificial intelligence can be manipulated. It can be slanted. If the media does it, we know that artificial intelligence can do it. So anyways, look.
Well, humans, yeah, everybody forgets. Humans are programming it. So,
yes.
You
know. Okay, and they can program it to kind of come up with the outcome that they want. Blue Apron skyrockets 121% after landing a buyout offer from Mark Lohr's Wonder Group. You know, this meal in a kit.
And it almost was, by the way, it was almost bankrupt.
Yeah.
The thing that saved it was COVID, by the
yes.
way. And so
yes.
when COVID happened, it was like, oh, Blue Apron kind of came back.
This guy's invested a lot of money into delivering hot meals without soggy French fries, without congealed pasta sauce, etc. He wants to do it. He thinks he can do it. The name of his company is Wonder Group, Mark Lohr. Boy, you know what? By the time you deliver it, I don't know how Chick-fil-A, you know, makes any money on an order of nuggets. But I guess, you know, you're paying extra, I guess, for the delivery. It covers the cost. But, man, the logistics behind delivering hot meals, you know, like it's right off the griddle. Very difficult. Okay, when we come back, there's some interesting comments here from Wedbush on GameStop, and we got several other stocks, Meta Platforms, Apple, NVIDIA. NVIDIA was raided yesterday. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson. Thank you for tuning in to today's Best Stocks Now, Best Inverse Funds Now show. I put several hours of research in during the wee hours of the morning each day to bring you the very best cutting-edge stories that I can. To get 2 free weeks of my newsletter, go to GundersonCapital.com. To talk to us about our fee-based only money management services, call us at 855-611-BEST. Now, back to the second half of the show. And welcome back here to the second half of today's Best Stocks Now show. Well, Wedbush is not a big fan of Ryan Cohen. Ryan Cohen, the CEO of Chewy, who just became the CEO of GameStop. Here's what Wedbush had to say. GameStop will continue its path to oblivion with its new and unimpressive leadership. Ouch.
Golly.
Yeah,
what happened there?
I don't know.
Behind the scenes?
They must have been short GameStop when it went to 300 or whatever or whatever. Well, the video game retailer announced the appointment of Chairman Ryan Cohen as the CEO after Matthew Furlong was terminated in June. Cohen is not going to receive any compensation for the job. I'm sure he's got a lot of stock. But anyways, they think it's headed for oblivion. Which, you know, it almost seems like Hollywood Video and Blockbuster and everything else.
Well, it's brick and mortar, you know.
It seems like it is, right?
Yeah. I mean, we just brought, you know, kids... Love the soccer game every time it comes out. This time, just like last time, bought it online. You know, it just downloads into their machine, and there's no disc. You didn't have to go anywhere. And
How long does it take to download?
It'll come down, and especially if you pre-order. I mean, it gets on the game in like, you know, an hour or two, after like the first 10, 15 minutes, right? They can begin playing it. You just can't play the whole game. So, but you didn't have to go anywhere.
Well, they say Mr. Cohen has no significant experience managing a physical retailer. His Chewy is totally online, and we are skeptical that he was GameStop's first choice for CEO. They see no path to a turnaround and the inevitable migration of physical software sales to digital downloads. We think Cohen's appointment ensures GameStop's demise. Well, let's short the thing. I mean, good luck with that. You know, shorting it. The Reddit folks will run it to 200. They ran it to 120.
Out. Yeah, they just came out with a movie. I forget the name of it, but you know, it's kind of like the Big Short. Yeah, it's like a Big Short, or you know, I'm trying to think of a couple of the other ones. But it's, you know, it looks interesting. But yeah. You know, that whole deal. I mean. You know, it's as if, you know, Bed Bath & Beyond's taught us anything, that, you know, companies can stay around for a lot longer than they likely should.
But right? It's just a matter of time, right?
Yeah. Eventually, yes. It doesn't work.
I've seen many
suck
stocks.
Suck everything out of the company itself.
I remember looking at Sears and saying, it's just a matter of time. JCPenney, it's just a matter of time. And there's several right now that I know. It's just a matter of time.
Kohl's was one that you've mentioned.
Yeah, I think Kohl's maybe's got a little, but no, there's some others that are like way further along that.
At least you can take back a package to, you know, an Amazon package to Kohl's.
Yes.
Right?
And
then take it for you.
Well, now, insider sales, insider buys. I don't pay any heed at all to insider sales. Here's a story. Meta Platforms exec sells nearly 200K in stock. You know, that's nothing. 200K for a exec at Meta? Why is that even a story?
Probably an add-on to the home or something.
Yeah, I mean, that's nothing. In the Silicon Valley, that's like getting a pool put in. Now, a insider buy... It, for me, is much more important than insider sales. French regulators approve iPhone 12 software update following radiation concerns. That was a weird story that it was giving off radiation. You don't want to get radiation from your iPhone. But apparently there was something going on there, and Apple fixed the problem. Now, NVIDIA offices in France, this story was also in France about the radiation. France is on a roll here. They raided NVIDIA's office over suspected anti-competition. What would they be looking for in the office to prove that they're anti-competitive? Are they going through people's drawers and files?
Yeah, when you go through code for that, I would imagine.
Are they going to sell the code to China? I mean, this bit about raiding offices and whatnot. The French antitrust regulator raided chip giant NVIDIA's offices in the country this week over suspected anti-competitive practices. Well, okay. And then, of course, you know, in today's world, you're guilty. If you're accused of something, you're guilty. China's trade.
We had talking about competitiveness. We had a listener send in the story on AMD. I guess Microsoft had mentioned their chief technology officer had mentioned that they're exploring using some AMD chips for some of their AI things, and that's kind of what helped it pop, because they've had a relationship. They've had a relationship for years, because they have the AMD chip inside of the new Xbox. So.
Well, Citigroup forecasts that NVIDIA would have a 90% market share in AI chips in the future. So, is it anti-competitive? What are they supposed to do? Sell their secret? Give their secret? Tell everybody what the formula is for the chips? China's Trade Council requests the U.S. to reconsider the tech. It must be hurting China. Okay, they're begging us to reconsider the tech investment ban, which also impacts NVIDIA and other companies. U.S. international trade and goods deficit shrinks a little bit. That's your trade deficit. This PTSD stock gets a buy rating. BNOX, BNOX. It's down 9% today, but it was the biggest winner in the market yesterday from a percentage point of view. If you know somebody with PTSD, this is positive. This is phase two that they're in right now, showing significant improvement for folks that suffer from PTSD. BNOX was up 244% yesterday. Okay, this next story I bring up because it also relates to Burger King right now. Anheuser-Busch rallies 4% after B of A turns bullish due to margin improvements. But we know what the Bud Light thing did to them. Target's never recovered. Target continues to hit a new low every single day. Now, there was some talk over the, well, it wasn't talk. I think restaurant brands, Burger King in particular, was tweeting about the Russell Brand situation with the sexual harassment charges, the rape charges, whatnot, and taking his, deplatforming him off of YouTube.
Or, Rumble or something like that.
And Burger King weighed in on that. I would just say that it's better not to weigh in on things like that. It was the demise. I mean, it just killed Target. It just killed Budweiser, Bud Light. So anyways, I'm just saying, and I've been watching that stock very closely because of what they said and just weighing in on it one way or another. But today I see it's upgraded to a buy at Loop Capital on Burger King sales data. So, you know, that one, we're in it for a turnaround play. Now, there's another example of artificial intelligence, might say. In fact, I had somebody ask me about another turnaround play we're in. He says, why do you own this stock? It doesn't meet your 75 to 80% upside potential. I said, well, it's an emerging growth company. The CEO of this little company took Aetna, was the CEO of Aetna, which was a huge winner for us here at Gunderson Capital. It was eventually bought out by CVS, We made a lot of money on that thing. And then that CEO just went to work for a little healthcare company. And so while artificial intelligence says, you know why? They're losing money. Well, you know what? We're betting on, the artificial intelligence doesn't know who the new CEO is. So anyways, Nike reports earnings. They beat by eight. Nike's helping, I guess. Let me see if it's helping the Dow today. Is that one of the reasons that the Dow is up today? Nike is up. Wow. Nike's up 7% today. That's good.
Working through some inventory, they've you know kind of what's held that stock back for a while is they just had a lot of inventory, and you know they're beginning to and they had to do some discounting to get rid of things, and it's turning out that inventory is beginning to come down, so that's beneficial. And I saw the stock up was over 7% earlier.
Yeah, which is a member of the Dow. Yeah. Okay, well September or October 17th, 18th will be in the Bloomington Hills area in Michigan. We are, filling up our calendar there, two straight days. And if you'd like to make an appointment with us while we're there, it's a very rare opportunity. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. And to get two free weeks of this week's newsletter, you see the new app. And I always try to write a blockbuster story every week, either about a stock or the overall market. GundersonCapital.com. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the final segment. It's good to see the market holding on to its gains. I don't think you'll see the Friday fade today because of the strength of that the PCE number that came in weaker than expected. That should, you know, hold the Fed at bay, we hope, at their next meeting. But the market is reacting. The bond market is in rally mode. The stock market is in rally mode. Taking a look at the Dow, Nike is the big winner there, but Nike's been hitting a new 52-week low recently, so Nike was in bad need of some good news. Nike is up 7% after hitting a new 52-week low yesterday. Walgreens is up 6.3% today. Okay, so a couple of consumer stocks leading the way in the Dow. Pfizer's up 2.4, Intel's up 1.4, Microsoft up 1.2. Microsoft had a pretty good bounce yesterday, following through a little bit today. Salesforce is up 1.2. On the downside, it's the oil stocks today, with oil down, finally backing off some from this meteoric rise, really, that it's been on. Exxon's down 1.9%. And then the insurance stocks, Travelers down 1.5%. They're interest rate sensitive. And Chevron is down 1.1%. Over at the S&P 500, where yesterday the biggest winner was AMD in the S&P. Today it's Nike. Nike's up 7.6%. VF Corp, which is clothing, kind of a unusual stock to be, maybe it's linked to Nike. VF Corp is up 6.9%. Kohl's, the aforementioned Kohl's, is up 6.5% today. Walgreens up 6.5%. So it's a good day for the apparel. Retail. Hanes, yeah. Brands up 5.8, Under Armour up 5.6. Of course, Under Armour very much tied to Nike. Micron is up 5.2 after their report yesterday. They also announced their capital spending budget. And a lot of people, when they saw that, says, boy, that sounds like a low, a bottom to me in that DRAM flash memory space. KeyCorp, regional bank, up 4.4. The regional banks are having a pretty good day. Zion is up 4.7. So I guess there's a lot of short covering maybe today. Tesla's up 3%. Good day for Tesla. Nordstrom's is up 2%. So it's a pretty solid day. It's hard for me to imagine the market giving up its gains here in what has been Friday. We call it the Friday fade. I think it's going to stick here, these gains. Now, as we look at the NASDAQ, Walgreens up 6.7, Micron up 5.1, Tesla up 3, ASM. The chip stocks have been pretty soft. I'll tell you, the softest spot in the market has been the software stocks. And, you know, we had a warning earlier in the week from Workday, and that's kind of put a chill through the stocks like Intuit and Salesforce and CrowdStrike and all of the rest. They're pretty soft today. Amazon has had kind of a tough week. It's up 1.7% today, but you had that big, you know, we've always said, how can Amazon not be seen as a monopoly? Well, they've let it go a long ways. They looked the other way while it became right. A massive monopoly, and now they're all of a sudden going to go after them, the antitrust department. AMD, of course, what would Amazon be required to do? Break up the company. So as a shareholder, you're really not going to lose any value if they break off some of these other companies. In fact, it may be a good thing. AMD's up another 1.3% today. That's good. It's following through. And on the downside, not much. Pretty strong, Dre. The breadth of the market. Meaning that most stocks are participating.
And we've been waiting to see that because first 6 months, right, it was seven stocks made up, basically had all the return in the S&P 500.
Well, it's good to end the quarter. Hopefully it'll still be up at 4 p.m. when the bell rings on a high note. Begin a new quarter on Monday. We may not have the military. that's a little unnerving. Others, I think, don't know that we'll miss them. But anyways, we could have a government shutdown Sunday at midnight. But Kevin McCarthy says he's going to get it done. If they'll just take a look at that border. He wants something in there about the border. Nothing's worked. I mean, that's been a problem for 20 years, really. I mean, it's just ridiculous that we can't control, and especially there's not the will to control what's going on down there. It's just, it's chaos. Yeah. And you can't have chaos.
And my whole thing is, you don't think we've controlled the border of other countries when we've been in conflicts and things of that nature? I mean, we can't control our own?
Yeah, it's just ridiculous that a country our size with the military, whatever it takes, can't. Well, it's because there's a wink and a nod, and they're waving them through is the way I see it. Okay, now, the newsletter will have something good. I haven't really decided. I have to finish my work today and my trip through about 500 charts, look back on all the stories of the week, get the latest earnings estimates that are out there on the street, and then I'll determine what I think is the best story. It's either a macro story, which the last week was a macro story, and I think I called it pretty good. My bottom line was I think the market's going to turn around here. This is ridiculous how oversold we are. That was pretty good advice, at least for now. And I don't know what today will be, a macro story or an individual stock story, one or the other. You can get 2 free weeks of my newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. You can see the new design to the BestStocksNowApp.com. It's not online yet. We'll flip the switch probably very soon, maybe next week, to the new look. Be a lot more user-friendly. You'll be able to create user lists. Just a lot more powerful and user-friendly than the one that's served us so well for all these years. It's the data we're after, the rankings and whatnot. GundersonCapital.com, 2 free weeks of the newsletter. Set up an appointment with us, 855-611-BEST. Have a great weekend, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.